Well, the United States abandoned talks with Iran on its nuclear program to launch a deadly military campaign on the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military action was necessary, accusing Iran of stalling the talks.
To have a regime like that, that plans to eradicate the United States, have the weapons of mass death, would have been the greatest threat that America would face in the coming decades. And so he said to me right off the bat, I didn't say to him, he said to me, we have to make sure they never get the nukes. And that's what he did. We tried first to take them out in Midnight Hammer and Rising Lion operation, and we took out their missile sites, but then they started again, their missile and nuclear sites. They didn't learn the lesson. He tried to get negotiations. He negotiated with them. They didn't get it. They tried to string him along. So action had to be taken, and we took it.
That's Benjamin Netanyahu speaking with Fox News yesterday. US President Donald Trump has claimed that Iran had restarted its nuclear program and was developing missiles capable of reaching the US. So what was the state of Iran's nuclear program when the US and Israel fired their missiles in attack? Tariq Ralph is a former head of nuclear verification and security policy coordination at the International Atomic Energy Agency. I spoke with him earlier. Tariq Ralph, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
You're welcome. Thank you.
From what we know, did Iran have the capability to build a nuclear bomb within days, as the Trump administration has claimed?
That is completely false. The IAEA Director General's report of 31st of May last year clearly said Iran does not have a structured nuclear weapon development program. And then 12 days later, Iran was bombed. And then the IAEA issued another report in September, and the last report was on the 27th of February. None of these reports state that Iran was working on a nuclear weapon program. All of that ended in 2003 or thereabouts.
So what was the state of Iran's nuclear program in the most recent report?
Well, in the most recent report, the Director General reported that 7 facilities had been bombed and 13 had not been bombed. The 7 facilities that had been bombed related more to enriched uranium and the manufacturing of uranium metal and so on, whereas the Bushehr nuclear power plant and related facilities, which really had nothing to do with enriched uranium, were not bombed.
From a nuclear perspective, shortly before these military action by the US and Israel, was Iran a danger to the international community in a nuclear sense?
Not really. The IAEA was monitoring all uranium production in Iran, and the IAEA reported that it had 440.1 kilograms of, for example, 60% enriched uranium. So that was the level of detail that the IAEA inspectors were monitoring at the 3 uranium enrichment facilities, which are generally referred to as sensitive nuclear facilities. The rest of the facilities really are not that sensitive. So the IAEA was doing its job. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was working until the U.S. withdrew from it in May 2018. And then starting in June 2019, over the next few years, Iran walked back in several stages its limitations under the JCPOA, but gave advance notice to the IAEA.
Is there a possibility that the inspectors weren't able to see everything that they needed to see and Iran was more progressed on the nuclear front than the inspectors were able to see?
IAEA inspectors were stationed permanently in Iran and they inspected the enrichment facilities on a daily basis. They examined all the records. And if Israel and the United States didn't find a hidden facility, the IAEA wouldn't be able to find it. So we haven't heard any reports that I have come across where the U.S. or Israel are accusing Iran of having a clandestine facility hidden somewhere at the bottom of a mountain.
Had Iran been blocking access to inspectors from the IAEA?
Well, as part of its steps to walk back the limitations of the July 2015 JCPOA, Iran stopped giving access to centrifuge component manufacturing, which normally is not a safeguardable activity under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So Iran was living up to its obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. However, the IAEA wanted information on four different areas relating to activities going back to 2003 or earlier. And there, Iran's explanations, according to the IAEA, were not technically credible. But these four locations really were not related directly to a nuclear weapon manufacturing program.
Will this military action by the United States and Israel, will it make the international community safer from any possible nuclear threat from Iran?
Well, there wasn't any nuclear weapons threat from Iran to begin with, so all this does is it sends the wrong message. That had Iran nuclear weapons in its possession, it likely would not have been attacked. Nobody talks about attacking North Korea because North Korea developed nuclear weapons. So apparently both Israel and the United States did not want Iran to end up at some point in the future like North Korea and therefore immune to attack. So this was a good time, particularly for Israel, to attack Iran and to work further towards this Greater Israel program by annexing more of the West Bank and Gaza and destroying the last remaining country in the region that posed any military threat to it.
Just finally, following the US and Israeli attacks on Iran, the International Atomic Energy Agency held an emergency meeting. What was the conclusion of those talks?
So that emergency meeting was called at the behest of China and Russia on Monday, that's yesterday, and it took place from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And I am informed that there were just political statements, China and Russia pleading the case for Iran that it shouldn't have been attacked, and the U.S. and its friends and allies criticizing Iran for not agreeing to President Trump's requests. And many of the Gulf countries that are subject to attacks by Iran were very critical of Iran for attacking them because they did not have any role in the attacks on Iran by Israel and the U.S. So there was really no conclusion as such.
Tariq Ralph, thank you for joining me again.
Thank you very much.
Tariq Ralph is the former head of Nuclear Verification and Security Policy Coordination at the International Atomic Energy Agency.